This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Are you effing chisming me? No, we're not. It's Fitzy and Mega with the Six Rings Podcast post-game show, coming to you fresh off of the New England Patriots advancing to 2-0 on the pretend season. Following a disjointed week of joint practices out in Minneapolis, they take down the Vikings in the skull hole at U.S. Bank Stadium on a lovely Saturday's afternoon. Final score, Patriots 20 and your Vikings 12. A thrilling finish, actually, that may or may not contribute to a vested veteran's departure from the New England Patriots, which we'll get to in just a moment. Mego, you were watching live. I was consuming via the socials as well as the radio broadcast. Let's just hit the people with the big takeaways, aside from, obviously, Efton Chisholm making another spectacular effort to convince everybody not named Nick Fitzy Stevens and Brian Baldinger that he belongs on the game day 53-man roster. What stood out most to you from today's effort?
I think the number one headline again has to be Travion Henderson. Much like the first preseason game, he didn't rip off a 100-yard kickoff return, but he did have another straight touchdown, just like Efton Chisholm III, a second game with a second straight touchdown. These are two rookies who Chisholm's, I think, still fighting to get on that 53-man roster.
What does he have to do, Mega? Well, what does he have to do?
Before we get to that, Travion Henderson is just, I'm ready for the hype train to be off the rails, because
it's so bloated right now. Like, it is taking on weight. It's not even regional, Mego. It's national now. Like, the world is like, am I drafting Travion Henderson in like the third round of my fantasy league? Like, he's legit.
Yeah, so I think with this touchdown that he showed today, what was great was you saw him just fight off the contact and show some of his strength. We know that he's super fast. We know he's so slippery. But with the size that he was able to break contact on that 8-yard run into the end zone in the second offensive series that he had with Drake May, I think it was awesome. He had an 11-yard run straight up the middle. Credit Drake May, who I'll get to in 1 second. He had a great read of how deep the secondary was sitting when he got up to the line of scrimmage and basically audibled that situation and changed from a passing play to a running play and opened that up for Travion Henderson. But I think Henderson's immediate grasp of the offense and just natural touch on top of his ability is so exciting. And I'm here for the hype train completely.
There was a discernible buzz, a movement in the Foxborough force, if you will, when he scored. The text messages that started ringing through like, Henderson, Henderson, oh my God, Henderson scored again. That's 2 weeks in a row. Fitz, you were right. Oh my God. Like you said, it's a hype train at this point. The kid can return. Drake almost hit him on another big wheel route pass, but kind of missed. He shorted it a little bit also, kind of almost ran him into a hospital ball situation.
Yeah, so we're glad that. That one was
hairy. Yeah, it was a little bit hairy, but he gets open so quickly. Like you said, patience, speed, and vision, all three things that you want to go with the power and elite speed. This kid, he is working his way out of the sort of Josh McDaniels, we'll keep you limited your rookie year and then give you more responsibility come sophomore season, into no, you're going to be a significant part of this offense, and other running backs are going to now have to force their way past you because this kid is going to contribute and contribute quickly. What else did you take away?
Of course, I think what everybody else was looking at in those first two series with the starters was Drake May, and he didn't have the turnover that he showed through lack of composure in his first series that he had last week against Washington, but he very nearly did. I thought his accuracy was incredibly suspect to start the game. He was targeting 6'4" Matt Collins, and Matt Collins had to go up and get that ball. And then on the very next target that he had to a receiver, it was Pop Douglas, who's like not a full foot shorter than Matt Collins, but closer to that than not a foot. And so he overthrew that one. It was deflected. It was very nearly picked off. I think that Drake was okay. I don't think
he wasn't great, right? He had a better week.
He wasn't great, but he had, I think he actually, like, I didn't have as much of a problem on that wheel route with Travion Henderson as I saw some other people on Twitter saying that's a borderline hospital ball. The safety did come down and was closing in really quickly. I think that's more credit to Brian Flores' defense being so smart and knowing in the Josh McDaniels system where Travion Henderson is going to be used. But I think his best connection came on the third and three in the second series when he had the 20-yard deep pass to Matt Collins, who just stuck both those feet in inside the sideline, looked
big
like
target.
A pro. Like, that's if Kayshon Booty can also play that role, which we've seen his body control really improve over this training camp, then I think that will help Drake out a lot. I didn't think that he was bad today, but I didn't think he was great either.
Yeah, it was an uneven week for him. I think there was more positive than negative. It was the offensive line and the secondary that took their lumps the most because obviously the exotic blitzes and rush packages, pressures, et cetera, that came from Brian Flores were expected to give them a hard time, and they did out in Minnesota. And then the Patriots defense got carved up by J.J. McCarthy later in the joint practices. But they stood up today, and they actually held their ground. Granted, no J.J. McCarthy, no Justin Jefferson, but at the same time, you would like to see your ones, twos, threes be able to handle and hold up to the competition. And it looks like they did as well. As far as Steph Diggs, real quick, a whole lot of hubbub this week. I think people blew out of proportion his little chit-chat with Diana Russini on Scoop City. He can't tell you he's playing week one. Vrabel's not going to want that. He's been out there practicing every day and looks 9 months past somebody who just had ACL surgery 9 months ago. He's going to be coy. Yeah, you know what? Phil Perry is the least hot take Jake, the least bit fire starter in the world is, but at the same time, you can kind of agree he's a pain in the ass because that's what you get with the diva wide receiver. We've seen the receipts that have been kept across the league, but you knew what you were doing when you got in bed with the devil. This is what happens. I think he's going to be just fine. And for anyone looking for, oh, I need to see reps this preseason, I need to see the connection. No, you don't. Drake's got a lot of other things to worry about aside from a true consummate professional, pain in the ass or not, like Steph Diggs, stepping up and showing out.
Yeah, I think that the Patriots social media team maybe stoked the fire there a little bit because they posted the videos of Stephon Diggs working out right before the game, the preseason game started. So people start going, ooh, is he going to be active for this preseason game? No, he wasn't. He immediately changed into sweats and a baseball cap. Morgan Moses wasn't active. Neither was Hunter Henry or Ramondre Stevenson. I think what jumped out to me there was Carlton Davis actually taking the field and breaking up a pass that, again, the officiating was very loose to start the game. It was it was some suspect of grabbiness there.
It was a little bit of sus.
Still nice to, I think it was Lucky Jackson was the backup receiver that he was breaking up the pass to.
Yeah.
But it was still nice to see Carlton Davis out there, somebody who's been pretty limited most days throughout training camp. So just
comes
getting
with a non-football injury. We see him on a jet ski when it's not a mandatory practice. He's in, he's out, he's hurt, he's here, he's there. He walks off the field after 5 minutes. No, he's back. Oh, he gets torched. I think he's going to be fine as well. It's just, I bet you Mike Vrabel, when he was assembling this iteration of the Foxborough Touchdown Avengers, probably didn't think, hey, this high-priced cornerback who's really good at man that I just brought in from Detroit, along with this veteran tackle that I brought in from the Jets, who's played for four or five other teams as well. I didn't know there was going to be this much load management, but I also should have anticipated there was going to be such a thirst from obviously the Patriots media cartel, as well as the Foxborough fan base, to see these guys in action, to which I just need to remind everybody one more time. preach patience. Everybody, R-E-L-A-X, they'll get out there in time. They'll do their best. They'll contribute. If they're not out there dominating week two preseason in Minnesota, you'll just have that. That's more a you problem, not a Pats problem.
Yeah, I think the only other thing besides Efton Chisholm that I would note as a major takeaway for me are some of the demotions that we're seeing across the roster. The most notable one to me right now is actually Jared Wilson. Trying to figure out what's going on there.
Is he a little dinged up today?
It hasn't been completely clear. It seems like from the reporting from Phil Perry, who was out, has been out there in Minnesota and was on the ground, that he did not really participate at all in the second joint practice. And Phil indicated that there was something going on health-wise in addition to maybe a slight, hey, step back, you're a rookie. Maybe things sped up for him a little bit. That's just me guessing. But Mike Vrabel did say after the game that position at left guard is still up in the air and he hasn't settled the starting five yet. Nope. And he said there's not really a timeline for that. The other very notable demotion, if you want to put it that way, is obviously Kyle Duggar, who started taking reps with the backups at the last weekend, essentially.
And played the entire second half, Mego.
To the very final play of the game in which he had an interception. I noted Anfernee Jennings, somebody who started at linebacker 15 games last season and was an unrestricted free agent who re-signed with the team in 2024, also played through the fourth quarter. So just something to monitor. Jared Wilson, a rookie, maybe, you know, taking a step back, maybe something physically going on there. These two other guys from defense, maybe it's a fit thing. Maybe it's just a different direction that Vrabel's going in with his defensive players.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's, you know, are they too big, too small, too fast, too slow? Or I can't imagine it's just as simple as, well, he just wants to get all those guys out of there that were here before because he wants a new culture with new character.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
New mindset. Kyle Duggar, if healthy, right, fit, and invested in the scheme, should be able to deliver to a certain level. I mean, the guy hits hard. No, he's not great in coverage by any stretch of the imagination. And Anfernee Jennings is not going to remind anybody of Myles Garrett coming off the edge. But he's fundamentally sound. And Phil Perry noted on the radio broadcast today that he's seen him over the last couple of weeks since he felt like he got a demotion, practicing and playing angrier. So maybe there's a little bit
Anfernee
of
Anfernee Jennings.
Anfernee Jennings, yes. Whereas Kyle Duggar had the play at the end of the game where he intercepts the pass to finish the game off, but doesn't take an immediate knee and get down. The ball gets stripped. He could have cost him. How do you think, first your thought on Jennings, and then second, do you think Duggar did himself a whole lot of dirty on that one?
So I think that it's the kind of awareness play that you're right on, I'll say, with Duggar, where that kind of thing I think really irritates Mike Vrabel because it's the smarts, right? You're not going to make every play. You're not going to get every interception. You're not going to be maybe the most talented person in the league at that, but you need to know what you're supposed to do situationally, especially if you're a multi-year veteran like Kyle Duggar. With Anfernee Jennings, he did, to your point about what you heard on the radio, Vrabel did go out of his way meeting with the media to say that Jennings is a guy who it's not for lack of effort, and his compete level has been super high. So,
which he values so much as Professor Klaus von Football Guy.
I think maybe, you know, it's not like a, I don't know if it's a 53-man roster fit or if it's a question of, hey, where are you on the depth chart compared to some of the guys that you brought in here in free agency, et cetera.
Yeah. As far as the hero of Patriots Nation, everyone's camp and now preseason crush, Efton Chisholm, who had 4 catches for 71 yards and that hustle effort tutty before the half as well.
He had six catches.
Oh, my God. I thought it was only... Oh, geez, wrong stats. 6 catches, 71 yards, and a touchdown in the first half. Please, people, tell me how you think the Patriots are going to get this guy through to the practice squad. Someone is going to pick him up. I'm not saying he's the next Dola. I'm not saying he's the next Welker. He is his own man. He is his own player, and he is his own hustler who brings a whole lot of effort, grit, and everything else Pat's fans, Pat's Nation, and Mike Vrabel love, and he spoke about it postgame.
Doesn't matter how you get here. Only thing that matters is what you do when you're here. And I think that's another great example of that. And, you know, Chiz, when given opportunities, has taken advantage of them. And we talked about his play strength last week. And I would say that that continued to be true this week.
So now we know his official nickname, Chiz. And more importantly, play strength mentioned again, Mego. This is somebody who is making a positive impact on Mike Vrabel, and I think that's going to spread to Todd Downing, to Josh McDaniels, Drake May. Even though he's caught both touchdowns from Josh Dobbs, it's hard to think that there's not going to be a place, especially when poor Javon Baker, 6 targets, 0 catches, whether it's 1, 2, 3, or none, his fault, doesn't matter. Like, Chisholm continues to produce, bottom line, results-oriented league, and that's what she wrote.
Yeah, I wish I had been able to see what was going on in joint practices with him, because there was so much else that I think took precedent that I didn't read a lot about him, and I wasn't on the ground in Minnesota. But today he did what was asked of him and above and beyond. And I would say the one thing that looked different about him today, very similar to Travion Henderson in some senses, he broke some of that contact. Like, he's such a little guy. A lot of the questions have been, hey, what's he going to be like against press coverage? What's he going to be like when 5'10", 197-pound Efton Chisholm is out there compared to these NFL players? And even if they're second and third string guys from Minnesota, he showed that he can break 2-3 tackles, different levels of contact, especially when he had those yards after catch on his touchdown reception from Josh Dobbs breaking through and getting into the end zone. I think showing some of that strength and that he gained momentum as he got more and more receptions.
Yep.
I think it all counts a lot towards him as we enter these final 10 days before cutdown day.
Will Campbell, 17 snaps, no sacks allowed, no pressure. So that's good. Nice clean stat sheet for him as people discussed him and most of the Patriots line struggling earlier this week at joint practices in Minnesota as well. Like we said, Drake May, okay, starting defense, pretty darn good as well. Special teamers today, there was a long kickoff return later in the game that I'm sure will get reviewed time and again by Vrabes and Springer. Parker Romo makes a field goal, but then has a bad kickoff. Borgala shanks one, then hits a long one. So that competition, much like a lot on the offensive line, the receiver room for spots 2 through 6, and the depth at cornerback is all still wide open. Great stuff, Mego. You can follow her at Megan_Ottolini. Read her takeaways at WEEI.com and hear her once, often, and frequently on the Six Rings pod. We'll be back on Monday in the WEEI afternoon show. It is the 23rd annual Jimmy Fund WEEI Nesson Telethon as well. We'll be talking some Pats. We'll be bringing you some heartwarming and heart-wrenching stories as well. And we look forward to hopefully getting your support throughout what is a very special, important 2-day broadcast across Nesson and WEEI. Don't forget, the pretend season wraps up Thursday as well. I believe the game is 7 o'clock. Patriots at Gigantes down from Meth Life Stadium, as we like to call it in Pats Nation. And that'll be that. And then we'll get to cutdown days. And don't you think for a second we won't have you covered along the way. Great job, Mego. Thank you so much, buddy. And we will talk to everyone soon. Patriots once again 2-0 on the pretend season, 20-12. A nice cap to an uneven week that brings about more good vibes than not after the joint practices in Minnesota. Take care, God bless, and as always, go Pats.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.